Just one halakha in the laws of the Seder. We know the mitzvah of Yitziyat Mitzrayim, Ha'vehigata lebincha, is to tell over the story to your children. Therefore, specifically, the father should seat his children next to him on the night of Pesach. Even though normally everybody has their seating arrangements, and sometimes the adults get the preference over certain seating spots than others, on the night of Pesach, the father should sit himself next to the children in order to fulfill this mitzvah. That being said, even if the children are not sitting next to the parents, and the father is not specifically telling the story to his son, he does fulfill the obligation. Which means the Torah is just telling us, that's the nice way to do the mitzvah, but even if he doesn't fulfill it through telling it to his son, he still fulfills the mitzvah by telling over the story in itself. That's why, for example, a child is not obligated to specifically have Pesach Seder by his father's house. If it was an obligation that the father has to tell the child, and every child would have to go to the father's house so the father can fulfill his mitzvah. Especially like our custom where a person, let's say, has, he's married. So one night he goes to his father's house, one night he goes to his in-laws. So therefore, what do you mean? You tell me the second night when he goes to the in-laws, the father doesn't fulfill the mitzvah, but you got to tell him because he's not there? Of course not.